الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on June 11, 2023, in a meeting with a number of scientists, specialists, experts, and officials of Iran's nuclear industry. The prime minister in the Shah's regime, Haj Ali Razmara, who was a lieutenant general in the army, came to the parliament. I believe this is what he said. What I remember is that he came and said, "What are the things you are saying about nationalizing the oil industry and managing the Abadan refinery, at that time the largest oil refinery in the world? Are we capable of doing that? An Iranian can even make a liulhang." You may not know what a liulhang is. You haven't seen one. A liulhang is an ewer made out of clay. You have seen what an ewer looks like. They used to make ewers from tin, copper, and the like. There was also another type of ewer in remote areas that I had seen. They used to make those out of baked clay. In other words, it was the most lowly primitive thing that a person could make. He, that is Razmara, said that an Iranian isn't even capable of making a liulhang, and that is the most that is possible for an Iranian to produce. This is how they brainwashed people. This is the meaning of istiz'af. They wanted to make the nation believe, you, an Iranian, are incapable of doing things. Why are you insisting on this? For no reason. Why are you even trying? So during the reign of the Pahlavi regime, during its final years, when they were on relatively better terms with the Soviet Union, they bought wheat from the United States, and the Soviet Union built the silos for them. In other words, they weren't even capable of building silos, let alone dams, highways, and such things. That is how the situation was.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Well, the logic of the pro-Western people of that day was that Iranians cannot, they are incapable, and that Iranians aren't competent enough to build. Now, compare that view to the reality that exists today, to what our young people have done in the same field of nuclear energy that you are involved in and are aware of. There are other fields as well. Similar progress has also been made in other fields. Similar progress has been made in various sectors, in defense sectors, in nanotechnology sectors, and in many other important scientific fields. Compare today's spirit, today's hope, today's enthusiasm for work, and today's actualizability to the situation that existed that day.